I have an ego surf about myself and see anything good. I'm ego surfing yesterday. I'm going on chrismoyles.net, see what everyone's talking about. We did a killer week of shows in this silly cottage place.
Yeah.
All the webcam videos, which weren't on yesterday, and then they're back on again. Yeah, they're back now. I saw them. And, you know, oh, did you hear this? Did I thought the webcam footage was brilliant. Did you hear, you know, well, not, it's none of that. It's, see, Chris was late again. Oh, Christ.
Do you know what I did this morning?
God, can't that man get out of bed? What's wrong with him? He's so selfish and arrogant that he doesn't bother. He doesn't care about the show. No one cares more about the show than me. I just get so annoyed. I really love Chris. He's brilliant. Well, that's nice, thank you. But the fact that he can't out of bed, he can't even get out of bed, irritates me. It irritates you? Really? It irritates you? It doesn't mildly kind of bug you. It irritates them. And then the other one. Oh, the webcams, right. Watching the webcams. Here we go. Here's some nice comments. Oh, I've noticed. When there's two songs back to back, Chris doesn't even press the buttons. He leaves that to do for Alla to do. He's so lazy. Are you kidding me? Bust my chops working on the show. Chris doesn't care. He can't even be bothered to get out of bed. And by the way, I do care, ladies and gentlemen. I do care. I just can't get out of bed. Something wrong with me. I'm not making excuses. Because you're right, you know. Who is it? I've got to read these to you. They are funny. Let me read them to you. You know all these people on Moyles now, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. So you know who's, like, nuts and who's all right.
Everyone has their favourites, and everyone, you know, have their likes and dislikes. And they tend to stick to those rules when they post. Like, if you think you've got it bad, Chris, Matt has it much worse on that website.
Matt does?
Yeah.
Does he?
Bless him.
I would have thought it would been the opposite.
You know, I try and make this show really interesting. We talk about ourselves, we talk about our lives and everything. Just, I don't know. Just maybe at the moment, I'm just kind of thinking.
Hmm.
All right, do you want to hear some of these comments then?
Mm. Yeah.
Are these about you oversleeping in the cottage?
Yeah. How could you be late for your own show when you're staying in the same house that your show is being broadcast from? Now, I'll put my hands up and admit, that's a very valid point.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's a very valid point. And I am not making any excuses as to me. But this morning I thought about it. My alarm goes off and then Alad rings me at 5:45 this morning. And this is what happens. I go, morning. And he goes, hi, it's 5:45. And I went, oh, you sound tired. Yeah, I am a bit. All right. It's meeting in 10 minutes. I'm thinking, oh, God, he sounds depressed. He did. He said, I'm really fed up.
Do you know what? Because I'm normally quite chirpy.
Yeah.
But I think it annoys you. So I try and tone it down a bit now when I wake you up.
There's no rhyme or reason to what I'm like in the morning. Okay. At all. So, and it's all material for the show.
Fine.
So, okay, bye. Beep. And I'm lying there. This is exactly what goes through my mind. I swear to God. All right, it's 5:45. Just get out of bed. My body aches. I'm so tired. But I know everyone's like that.
Mm.
But I know I'm not the only person. Here's the thing. This is when people don't understand. I know I'm not the only one. Lie there this morning and I'm like, get up. Just get up now.
Mm.
Although, I could just have 3 more minutes to actually rest and just kind of slowly come to. Now, normally what happens is I either get up at that point, or I go, yeah, I'll just have 3 more minutes. Now, I never have just 3 more minutes, because as soon as I have that thought, yeah, I'll just... I'm asleep again.
Yeah.
Mm. And I haven't had time to reset my phone or reset my alarm. And that's it. It's not an excuse, but it is the truth. I lie there and I go, oh, all right, I'll just have 3 more minutes. That's it. I don't have 3 more minutes. Now, obviously, if I close my eyes and I don't set my alarm, I'm going to sleep until I just naturally wake up again or somebody rings or whatever. So that's what happens. Now, Dominic, because he's more intelligent than me, goes, oh, I've got to get up. Because if I don't get up now, I won't get up. And he gets up. And that's what most people do.
Yeah.
But I'm part of those people that goes, I'll just have 3 more minutes. And I'm gone. That's it. Mm. So I literally leapt out of bed this morning thinking, if I'd have done that, that's it. I mean, 6 o'clock, and I've been panicking.
But you're the worst getter-upper in the world.
But I know there are other people like that. I know there are people who think the same. And it's the same thing as I have no time management whatsoever. I have no concept of time. You've known me for a long time. Mm. I have no concept of time. If I think it takes 10 minutes to walk somewhere, it'll take 25 minutes. Mm. You know, I have no concept of time whatsoever. If I need to be somewhere at 3...
You'll be there at 4.
And I need to have a shower and shave, get changed, get in a car, go through traffic. As long as I leave my house before 3, I'm not late. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's... You know.
It is ridiculous.
However... How can you be late for your own show when you're staying in the same house that your show's been broadcast from?
Good point.
Is a very good point.
It is.
And I'll tell you the reason. One, I was up late. And two, I did that. I'll just have 2 more minutes things. Mm. And my double backup, which is normally Alad, and I'm not blaming Alad at all, but my double backup is always Alad going, just checking you up, which is often, I haven't heard from you. You're asleep, aren't
we're panicking.
You fat idiot. I'd get my ass out of bed way before you. Get out of bed! But he translates that into a sweet, hi, just checking you up. And if I go, yeah. He goes, bloody do it. Just sleep. What an idiot. Why am I... Ugh. But if I go, yeah, I'm up. I'm just putting my trainers on. He goes, oh! And he's so happy. So, but I didn't get the backup call. And again, I'm not blaming you, but for that morning, for whatever reason, there's no backup. And normally, you know, Alan's thinking, oh, well, he'll walk through the door any minute. And then next thing is, I didn't. But what was I late by? 5 minutes? I mean, that's it's no excuse, is it? If you're late, you're late. Anyway, so I read that and I go, yeah, all right, fair enough. Being late for your own show and you have to travel across London to get there is lame enough. But that was really lame. All right, okay, really late. I'll put my hands up. And then... This forum, by the way, is 3 pages, right? Message board.
This is a fan site, isn't it?
Yes, especially when everyone else has enough professionalism to get out of their pits and be there. And then they all had to make excuses for him and agree with the excuses he was making for himself. Pathetic. I'm reading this yesterday going, oh, God. And I've been telling him to get his fat finger out of his fat backside and get the beep out of bed. Honestly, I love the man, but he makes me so mad. And mad's in capital letters. I think do people really get that annoyed by it? You know? Because unlike normal shows, it's not like I was on the phone and did that, there's a volcano power cut. Earthquake. And my car exploded. My legs fell off. I kind of walked in and everyone was mid-chat and I went, hi, sorry. Here we are. Anyway, so I keep reading these things, which I shouldn't do. I'll be honest, it doesn't really bother me. I'd rather hear Moyles broadcasting blah, 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 blah from his phone than blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I'm with the audience in that section of the show, at least. I'm a representation of the audience. I'm here to tell you it does bother me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. And then, but this, honestly, you've got to read it. It won't change. It's like I'm in a room hiding behind a curtain and people are discussing me. It won't change if Chris doesn't say there's a problem. Being late isn't a problem. However, it does affect other people. The rest of the team hate it. It clearly makes Dave angry. That is always clear, by the way. It ruins the show not having Chris on. There really is no show without him. And that then screws up for the 9 million listeners. I say this as someone who was constantly late for work for my entire career until I decided it shouldn't happen anymore. All right, okay.
These are like former drug addicts discussing a problem.
Wait for this. It's a matter of Chris wanting to make the change. In that respect, it's a bit like admitting you're an addict.
Oh, there you go, and I hadn't even read that bit.
I'm an addict, Dominic.
Well, apparently so.
You're a sleep addict.
So, like an idiot, I hit next. I hit the next page to read more. Like, rather than go off and go... And then here it comes, from Travis Bickle. Jeez, this guy's got issues with me.
But you know what?
I don't even know.
He's a super fan.
He's a super fan.
Travis Bickle, as in the guy from Taxi.
Yeah, well, you just said he's a super fan. Now you said he's the fella from Taxi Driver.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, taxi driver.
I can't be 100% sure. This guy ain't going to be turning up outside my house at an alarm clock at 6:45 in the morning. Get up or I'm going to kill you! Here's what he's written. What bothers me most is that he strives to justify his lateness. If he just said, I couldn't be asked to get up on time, sod you, I would at least have some respect for his honesty. But it's not that I do it on purpose. I don't lie there and go, I'll be late today. I never do that. He goes on. The fact he constantly seeks to justify his lack of professionalism, total contempt for his colleagues and listeners, annoys me a lot. The fact is, Chris stayed up till after 1 a.m. playing games with Greg James. It wasn't 1 a.m. It was in bed way before that.
A quarter to one. Mm.
Most people I know hate Chris Moyles, and the reason they cite is his arrogance. 99% of the time I disagree with him and defend him, but his lateness is bang out of order. I frequently have to get up earlier than he does, and I do it without fail. I also do it without being paid hundreds of thousands of pounds per year, and I do it without hundreds of thousands of listeners. I know Chris will be reading this thread in my post, and I hope pays attention. I love his show, and 99% of what he does, I consider myself to be one of his hardcore fans, but his attitude towards lateness and its disrespect to his friends, which is what Dave, Dom, etc., and his listeners, is wrong. Chris can come up with whatever excuse he wants, but he's out of order on this issue. And then he writes, rant over. But he can't.
Yeah.
He has to continue.
He's doing a PS.
Several more postings. So somebody writes with, there are far more important things in this life to get stressed about than when a breakfast DJ makes it on air, then he's back. Don't patronise me! Do you really think that I don't know that whether Chris Moyles turns up on time isn't even amongst the top million important issues in the world? By that token, we may as well give up discussing any subject that doesn't involve issues of life and death. Forget sport, music, politics, literature, architecture, philosophy. By your logic, we may as well all give up now.
Architecture.
This is what he's saying. Architecture, by the way, is not more important than the show. That is a fact. I'll tell you that now. Mm. We're more important than architecture.
We're bigger than buildings.
Yeah. Who cares what buildings look like?
I have a near perfect perspective on life. Footloose.
Oh. Yeah.
And my opinions on Chris Moyles and the show are kept firmly in their place. I just trust that when I express my views on here, the reader also appreciates that my views, and anybody else's for that matter, are set in context. To which this footloose replies, calm down, you moany cow. But then he's back. We are never going to agree on this. The only person that is late for the show at all, let alone on a regular basis, is Chris. And I'm like, oh my God, I can never be late again. This guy's going to kill himself. And then, so immediately I'm like, oh my God. I'm going to kill one of our listeners because I'm going out of bed. I have to get out of bed now early every day. Every day. And so the moral of this whole story is, ladies and gentlemen, this morning I was early. Thank you. Don't applaud it, Dom. You're about to. It's the least that I can do to you, and by the looks of it, as everyone knows, Dave.
Hi.
Oh, Dave hates it.
Yeah. Dave just hates it.
Dave hates it.
So, and now I'm cheered up. Because I'm not Travis Bickle.
Do you still want to hit my leg? Because that's fine. If
no, I don't want to hit you. I don't want to hit anybody. Do you know, I want to give everyone a cuddle. I'm not going to. Because we have to move on.
Yeah, we've got to move on, but...
And Tina's still not comfortable with it yet. She makes that smile, the thing where she her teeth kind of grind at the same time.
She still thinks you're halfway through a breakdown.
Yeah.
So, look, so here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to really try my best to not be late again. I'm not going to make excuses, I'll justify it. I'll try my very best. And I'm going to listen to this song in my own personal time.
Whilst eating a coconut cake.
I've got to be honest, you can keep your cakes.
Okay.
I will share them out with the coconut cake-loving people of Radio 1. I'm turning over a new leaf, okay?
Okay.
Do you feel better?
However... I would really like Fridays off. That was a joke. I'm all right with Fridays. I like Fridays. I love working. If anything, I'd take Monday off.
Yeah, well, Monday and Tuesday.
Fridays, I love working
Or
Fridays.
Wednesdays, because then you only ever do two on the trot.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't
do
it?
Monday, Tuesday, off. Yeah. Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, off, off,
off. Monday, Tuesday, off.
You like that?
Friday, off, off. Monday, Tuesday, off.
Yeah.
Off, off.
So, thank you for... sticking with me. Off, off.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, you see?
And I'm going to stay here forever.
We haven't played
any until
music.
The Daily Mail get
we're
me
late
on.
For news.
Do you know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're late for the news. Let the news be late. For once, at least it's not me. It's the news. Where is this goddamn news?
I'm here. Hello.
Alan, did you give the news a backup phone call?
I didn't, actually.
Still asleep? The news is still asleep.
That was a problem. That was a problem.
Where's the news there? Not going to play the cheesy app.